So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Texts 11, 12, and 13. We will just chant responsibly Text 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Katam
Katam
Priyaya
Priyaya
Anukampitaya
Anukampitaya
Sangam
Sangam
Rahasyam
Rahasyam
Uchiran
Uchiran
Sha
Sha
Mantran
Mantran
Suhritsu
Suhritsu
Tat
Tat
Sneha
Sneha
Sita
Sita
Shushunam
Shushunam
Kala
Kala
Aksharanam
Aksharanam
Anurakta
Anurakta
Chitta
Chitta
Katam priyaya anukampitaya
Katam priyaya anukampitaya
Sangam sarasyam rishyaram shamantran
Sangam rahasyam rishyaram shamantran
Suhritsutat sneha sita shishunam
Suhritsutat sneha sita shishunam
Kalaksharanam manurakta chitta
Kalaksharanam manurakta chitta
Katam priyaya anukampitaya
Katam priyaya anukampitaya
Sangam rahasyam vicharam shamantran
Sangam rahasyam vicharam shamantran
Suhritsutat sneha sita shishanam
Suhritsutat sneha sita shishanam
Kalaksharanam manurakta chitta
Kalaksharanam manurakta chitta
Bhutan smaran stadir hitri hridaya Britin svastri va pitarau chani nau Kriha manor manoj noru pichatta tangscha Pritish chukuya pashubritja vargan Shadeta koshta kibe hamana Kamani lo bad avitripta kama Aupascha jaihang bahuman yamana Katang virajjeta diranta moha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart always being filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very gentle and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living in her father's house, her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who would give up, or who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are so many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is just like a silkworm which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Purport. In household affairs, the first attraction is the beautiful and pleasing wife, who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two prominent sense organs, namely the tongue and the genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable food that satisfies the tongue, and when the tongue is satisfied, she gains. And the tongue is satisfied, one trains strength in the other sense organs, especially the genitals. Thus the wife gives pleasure in sexual intercourse. Household life means sex life. Yan maitanadi griya medhi sukhami tu cham. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. A baby gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken language, and when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's own father and mother to be taken care of, and one also becomes concerned with the social atmosphere and with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in household affairs, so much so that leaving them becomes almost impossible. Thus the household becomes griham andhukupam, a dark well in which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult, unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with a strong rope of spiritual instructions. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna will take him out of the dark well. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jathaparakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. This is pretty graphic.
Labai. Akivaji.
The Bhagavatam doesn't just gloss over these things.
Bhagavatam nevinioja reikalų į vatą.
Presented very clearly and very accurately.
Labai aiškiai ir akivaizdžiai kalba.
How one becomes, how sort of becomes completely entangled in material nature.
Kaip šeimos žmogus tampa visiškai painiotas į šeimininį gyvenimą.
The verse simply says, how can one escape?
Pirmas klausimas, kaip ištrūkti?
It doesn't give the answer.
Ir čia nėra atsakymo.
But the purport does give the answer.
Bet komentaras duoda atsakymą.
It takes somebody strong.
Reikia kažkieno stipraus.
To pull him out of the dark well with a rope.
Kad su virve ištraukti iš to šulinio.
And that, what is that rope?
Ir kas ta virve?
The rope of spiritual instructions.
Tai yra dvasiniai pamokymai, dvasinių pamokymų virvė.
Therefore, guru is required.
Todėl reikalingas guru.
Because on our own, we cannot get out of this material nature. That's a fact.
Nes faktas, kad patys savo pastangomis iš tos materialios gamtos neišsikapanosime.
Yesha prashada bhagavat prashado, yesha prashada nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without his grace, nobody can make any spiritual advancement.
Dvasinio mokytojo malonės dėka mes gauname Krishnos malonę.
Be jo malonės mes niekas negali padaryti kitų pareigos.
So with the help of Guru, then we can become free.
Taigi, su Guru pagalba mes galime išsivaduoti.
And behind Guru there is Krishna.
Ir už Guru stovi Krishna.
So the real formula for getting free from this material attraction is not to deny attraction. Because you really can't deny it. We do have the tendency to be attracted.
Mes turime tokią tendenciją, kad kažkas mus traukia.
So one has to repose that tendency to be attracted in the supreme all-attractive personality of Godhead. That's the key.
Bet raktas yra nukreipti tą tendenciją, kad mus patrauktų aukščiausias Dievo asmuo.
Here the Bhagavatam is describing so many objects of attraction.
Čia Bhagavatam apibūdina tiek daug potraukio objektų.
The beautiful wife.
Graži žmona.
The pleasure of the her very nice cooking.
Jos labai skanus maistas gaminamas.
The pleasure of having sex with her.
Lytiniai santykiai su ja.
The pleasure of the little children speaking in broken little kid talk.
Kaip vaikiška kalba, vaikai kalba.
All of these things, this one attraction after another attraction after another attraction.
Čia yra vienas patraukantis dalykas ir kitas patraukantis dalykas.
So how does one get out of that?
Bet kaip ištrūkti iš viso to?
You have to come to the supreme attraction.
Reikia mums prieiti prie aukščiausio patraukimo objekto.
So how can I then transfer my being attracted to Krishna instead of these things?
Kaip aš galiu perkelti savo potraukį nuo įvairiausių išorinių dalykų į Krishna?
It's like in our Krishna conscious society, there's so many beautiful women here, you see.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, čia Krishna's sąmonės bendruomenėje tiek daug gražių jaunų merginų.
And one can be attracted to them, you see.
Žmogų gali traukti jas.
There's so many handsome looking guys also.
Ir čia taip pat tiek daug yra labai gražių.
And the women can be attracted to them, you see.
Ir moteris gali ją traukti.
So, what's the solution for this being attracted to the opposite sex?
Ir kokia išeitis nuo patraukimo prie vieni kitų?
Simply, we have to become attracted to Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai, mus turi patraukti Krishna.
So one may say, but you know, that woman is right there, she's very real, I can see her and so many things. Krishna is very far away. I mean, how could I be attracted to Krishna when these beautiful girls are right here?
Gali sakyti, šitos gražios merginos čia pat labai realios, o Krishna neaišku, kur ir kaip jį matyti, kaip jis mane gali patraukti.
One has to realize this. This will be very helpful if one realizes this.
Žmogus turi suprasti.
Right now we're in the world of dualities.
Dabar mes esame dualizmo pasaulyje.
Duality means attraction and repulsion.
Dualizmas tai reiškia potraukis ir atmetimas.
One may be attracted to some sense object.
Kažką gali traukti tam tikrą juslių objektą.
But that attraction will only be temporary. It'll turn into repulsion.
Bet tas potraukis bus tik laikinas.
So today I'm attracted to this girl, tomorrow I'm repulsed by her, you see.
Šiandien mane traukia šita mergina, o rytoj mane jinai atstumia.
So that is the law of material nature.
Tokia yra gamtos dėsniai.
Sukha dukha.
Sukha dukha.
Attraction and repulsion.
Trauka ir
So why should I be carried away by an attraction which will not give me full satisfaction?
Tad kodėlgi man pasiduoti tai traukai, kuri neduos man pilną pasitenkinimą?
Why should I be carried away by an attraction which will turn into repulsion in due course of time? Why should I be carried away by an attraction that will turn into a repulsion in due course of time?
Ką man būti paveiktam tokio potraukio, kuris ilgainiui bus priešingas?
In other words, the beginning is very attractive. And then after a while, a little less attractive. A little bit less attractive. It's just the attraction just goes down. Just like if somebody buys a new car, you see. A brand new car right off the assembly line. It feels really good. Wow, my new car. Wow, it feels so good. It's nice and clean. Everything's pristine. Everything that the engine runs. Everything's smooth. Everything's smooth and wonderful about my new car, you see. But then a year later, when you first got it, every time you got in the car, you got excited. Your new car, you see. But a year later, they don't even think about it. It's just the car, you know.
Bet po metų net negalvojate apie ją tiesiog.
So material attraction is like that.
Taigi materialus potraukis yra toksai.
The beginning it's wow.
Iš pradžių jis labai žavi.
But after a while it's so what?
Bet po kurio laiko.
Who cares, you know?
Kam įdomu.
It loses its attraction.
Dingsta tas patrauklumas.
Because it's not real attraction.
Nes tai nėra tikras patrauklumas.
It's simply the semblance or the illusion of attraction.
Čia tiesiog yra iliuzinė
So if one realizes this, you see,
tai supranta,
being attracted to this girl or this guy, you see,
jeigu jį traukia, mergina ar vaikina,
this is just a perverted reflection of the original attraction to Krishna.
Jisai supranta, kad tai tik tai iškreiptas Krishnos potraukis.
My real attraction is actually Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų mane traukia Krishna.
But that attraction is being directed in a, you know, an inverted or a perverted way to this man or this woman, you see.
Bet tas potraukis buvo transformuotas į potraukį šitam moteriai arba vyrui.
So if one understands that why should I invest my attractive tendency in something which is not going to give me permanent satisfaction.
Tad žmogus turi suprasti, kad kam man investuoti savo šitą tendenciją būti patrauktam nuo to, kuris man nesuteiks džiaugsmo.
Why not invest my attractive tendency in the supreme all-attractive personality of Godhead?
Kodėl nepanaudoti tos tendencijos būti patrauktam, kad mane patrauktų aukščiausias Dievo asmuo?
Get attracted to a woman or a man, you'll be disappointed in due course.
Ar jūs trauks vyras ar moteris, anksčiau ar vėliau būsit nusivylę.
They'll give you up or they'll die or something will disappoint you.
Ar jūs paliks, ar numirs, ar kažkas čia jūs nuvils.
So why invest your attractive tendency in something which is not going to give you permanent happiness?
Taigi dar kartą, kam investuoti savo tendenciją būti patrauktam?
That beautiful young girl, she's going to be an old, ugly, dried up prune in due course of time. The same thing about a handsome guy. He's going to be an old senior citizen, you know, walking around. So why get all excited about it, you know? Romeo, Juliet, why get all excited about it, you know? One has to see it as it is.
You see,
and understand, this is just some temporary, you know, blip on the screen. It's all it is. Why not get attracted in that place where I'm never going to be disappointed? My beloved will never get old.
He'll
never become ugly. He'll never leave me. He'll never become boring or a waste of my time, you see. That beloved Krishna, you see, that sweet loving rasa that one enjoys with Krishna, somebody gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter for all of eternity. You see, show me any girl or any guy in a relationship that can do that. Not possible, you see. I mean, why be attracted to some bag of, you know, stool and urine and mucus and bile and vomit, you know?
Kam gi būti patraukiam maišo pilno išmatų ir vėmalų?
But she's so good looking, my mind says. This is Maya's trick. Very slick packaging job, that's
it.
But he looks so cool, she thinks, you see. This is Maya's slick packaging job, that's all. She is the most expert marketer in the whole world, Maya Devi. She can take a bag of stool, urine, mucus, vomit, and vein and blood and make it look like it's the most beautiful, wonderful thing you could ever have in all of eternity.
Maya gali paimti vėmalus, išmatas, kraujus ir taip gerai pakuoti, kad galvosit, kad čia pats geriausias dalykas, ką galima turėti pasaulyje.
She must have gone to some... I'm just thinking the Americans are really good at marketing things like Coca-Cola, you know. Americans are really good at marketing. They can sell some ridiculous drink that's bad for your health and make it a huge billion-dollar global business, Coca-Cola, you see.
Amerikiečiai labai gerai marketingo srityje. Jie gali nesveiką gėrimą pardavinėti ir visi perka.
But Maya is even more expert than the American marketeers.
Bet Maya tai dar geresnė ekspertė.
She really sells us what we call in America a lemon. If you buy a car, it's a lemon, a used car, it's a lemon. That means It looked really good in the lot, but you get home, everything doesn't work about it. It's a complete piece of junk. It's called a lemon. So Maya is actually just selling us a lemon, you know. Wow, she seems so wonderful. He seems so fantastic. But when everything is revealed, it was just like, ugh, what did I get into, you know? So why be disappointed? Give your love to Krishna. Give your affection to Krishna. Learn to feel love for Krishna. I mean, he's so beautiful. That nice verse, you know. Madaram, madaram. Vaparasya vibhur madarang madarang vadanang madaram mridu madugandhi mridu smita mita daho madhurang madhurang madhurang. The transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet. And his face is sweeter still. But his soft honey-scented smile is the ultimate sweetness thrill.
Bet jo švelni šypsena kaip medus yra dar saldesnė.
So show me anybody else who can compete with Krishna.
Parodykit man nors vieną, kuris galėtų lyginti su Krishna.
The only reason that anything appears attractive to us is because Krishna has invested part of his attractive potency in that thing.
Jeigu bent kažkas mums atrodo patrauklu, tai yra tik tai todėl, kad jisai turi dalį Krišnos patrauklumą.
Why take a euro when you can get the whole treasury?
Ir kam pasitenkinti vienu euru, kai galit visą iždą turėti?
Krishna is the source of all attractiveness.
Krishna yra šaltinis viso patrauklumo.
So when you come to Krishna, you will never be disappointed.
Taigi, kai ateisit pas Krishna, niekada nusivilsit.
Therefore, we have a society. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because if we can just become attracted to Krishna, then we'll automatically become free from the entanglements described here in the Bhagavatam verse today. The householder, he can remain with his wife. But his attraction will be to Krishna. The brahmachari, he will be totally satisfied as a brahmachari. Because he feels a loving relationship with Krishna. So, this is very nice, this Krishna consciousness. We encourage everyone to seriously cultivate Krishna consciousness. To be a member of ISKCON doesn't mean just to be, you know, part of the social organization. The real meaning of being a member of ISKCON is you have to cultivate your loving relationship with Krishna. That's the real meaning. Krishna is a person. He's eternal. You're also a person. And you're eternal. You have a loving relationship with Krishna. But you have forgotten it. So now you have to revive it.
Ir dabar turite juos pažadinti.
By the process of sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti procesu dėka.
Described by Rupa Goswami.
Apibūdinto Rupa Goswami.
In the nectar devotion, Prabhupada gives it.
Atsidumo nektare, Prabhupada visą tai pateikia.
So we can ask for questions now.
Todėl dabar galim paklausti klausimų.
Okay.
Norėjau pas mokytojus paklausti, nes man labai svarbus klausimas yra, iš tikrųjų, aš mane jisai negali palikti. Klausimas toksai galbūt ilgokas būtų, nes negaliu suformuluoti niekaip, nes Aš kai prisijungiau prie Krišnos judėjimo 93-4 metus, labai griežtai laikiausi principų ir tai iš tikrai jaučiau, kad veikia šitas procesas, tikrai jis palaiko ir be jokio tokio trukdymo ir labai didelio kažkokių pastangų, nes Krišnos dėka. Ir vieną kartą susirgau stipriai ir atsiguliau į ligoninę ir apalpau. Ir po to palpimo manęs geismas labai stipriai apimė. Ir aš tuo dėka išėjau, iš vis pažiūrėjimo pasitraukiau. Dabar klausimas būtų to, kadangi mes kaip akcentuojam, kad guru priimt. Ir aš dabar praktiškai norėčiau tobulėt stipriai, bet aš bijau, kad aš vėl galiu nupult. Taip, ta nupulta prasme, kad man visi principai kaip ir tokie, kodėl nepradeda žmogus gert, rūkyt, pradžio, o geismas būtent. Aš nesuprantu, kas čia yra, kodėl tokia nenugalima jėga, kaip ją čia iš visi veikia.
20 years before I was practicing Krishna consciousness and 4 years strictly following principles and chanting.
4 years.
But I was, one day I became very sick and I went to hospital and after that
the faint.
And then after that lust became very strong for me and I stopped practicing Krishna consciousness for many years. Now I am also practicing and I know that I have to accept Guru, but I am afraid that one day also it will be hard for me to follow principles. So why it is so hard?
Why is it hard to follow principles?
Yes.
Because you're forgetting Lord Chaitanya.
Tai yra todėl, kad mes pamirštame viešpatį Chaitanya.
It becomes difficult when we forget Lord Chaitanya.
Kai mes pamirštame Chaitanya, pasidaro sunku.
So if you always remember Lord Chaitanya,
jeigu visą laiką prisiminsite Chaitanya,
every day you can chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He is Patita Pavana. He is very, very merciful to those who are fallen. If you will take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it will become very easy for you to practice Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is very mercifully agreed to appear here in Kaunas. You can sing this bhajan. Parama karuna puhundvijana nitai gora chandra. Parama karuna puhundvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. In this way, you see, if you can worship very, very lovingly, sing and bow down before Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, then it'll be very easy for you to practice Krishna consciousness. These are not idols. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have come to Kaunas. Give them your service. Give your life to them. And it will be very easy for you to practice Krishna consciousness. Oh, you stretching? You're just stretching? Okay. Go ahead, Rupa.
Norėjau dar paklausti prie to pačio klausimo, kad ateina bhakti, praktikuoja, rimtai praktikuoja, irgi stengiasi pilnai atsiduoti, bet praeina kažkoks laikas ir tiesiog išeina. Tai kur problema?
He many times saw that devotees came and practicing very seriously, but after some time they stopped practices. So what is the problem? Why are they stopping the practice?
Devotees come and go because they never be they there is the bhakti was in the mode of passion. They never cultivated sattvic qualities. That's why people come and go. Sattvic means you have to take it in a very meditative way. Internally cultivate it.
viduje kultivuoti.
Not just, you know, become recognized member of the community.
Ne tik tapti pastebėtų bendruomenės nariu.
That's the mode of passion. But to actually cultivate it internally, to meditatively chant the holy names, to cultivate a deep understanding of Prabhupada's teachings, this is the sattvic approach. So we have to do both. You should become a well-established, appreciate a member of the community devotees. But at the same time, one should do the internal cultivation. And then one will become very steady like a rock. They won't leave. Next question. Wow. Okay, wow, four hands. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'll start in the back there with Asta Shakti Devi Dasi.
Čia tiek daug norėčiau užduoti klausimų, kad dabar reikia apsiriboti ties vienu klausimu. Sakykite, kaip išsiugdyti nuolankumą ir nuo ko priklauso nuolankumas?
How to develop humility and from what humility depends?
How to develop humility and what and what does humility depend? The very simple way to develop humility is to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself.
Labai paprastas būdas, kaip išsiugdyti nuolankumą, tai yra reikšti pagarbą visiems, nesitikint pagarbos iš kitų.
Humility depends on honesty.
Ir nuolankumas priklauso nuo nuoširdumo.
If you honestly analyze your own heart, you will see how corrupt it is.
Jeigu nuoširdžiai tyrinėsite savo širdį, pamatysite, kokia jinai yra korumpuota.
People who are proud, they are dishonest with themselves.
Žmonės, kurie išdidus, jie yra nenuoširdus su savimi.
A person who is honest with himself, they must see, I'm a scoundrel, I'm a rascal.
Žmogus, kuris nuoširdus, jis pamatys, kad jis yra niekšas.
Next question, let's see. Okay.
We do see that devotees come and go. But would you say that those devotees come and go are better situated than those who are not even going anywhere?
So, question is, though it is come and go better than those who never came at all?
Yeah.
It's better to come and go than never have come at all. That's it.
Faktas, kad geriau ateiti ir išeiti, negu niekad nepasirodyti.
Because let's say you never came at all to Krishna consciousness.
Sakykim, jūs niekada neatėjote
Krishna. That means you're nowhere.
Reiškia, jūs niekur.
But even if you came, like this gentleman came many years ago, that service he did, he didn't maintain it, but that is his eternal asset.
Štai, šitas džentelmenas, kai jisai atėjo, nors ir prieš daug metų, vis viena tai, ką jisai padarė, tai amžinai nauda yra jam lieka.
So let everyone come, even if they can't maintain it, they will, that whatever they did will be their permanent asset.
Tegul visi ateina, nors nesugebės to išlaikyti, bet ką jie bepadarytų, tai bus amžinas jų turtas.
Yeah.
Second question was that Prabhupada is saying in the purport that it needs somebody strong to save them and protect them from the entanglement of the world. But even if somebody is strong, if one is not willing, just like in the ocean, somebody is fallen off, if you want to save somebody, then a swimmer may be very strong, but the person may be struggling and does not want to be saved. So how can it be?
Yeah, the guru may be strong, but if the person fights the guru, then what the guru can do?
Guru gali būti labai stiprus, bet tas žmogus, kurį guru gelbė, gali priešintis guru. Tai ką guru galės padaryti?
When I should manage the guru, that's right. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Kuomet Nimai panditas priėmė sanjasą iš Kešava Bharati, visi, kas pamatė jį nukirptais plaukais, skaudžiai verkė sielvartę. Kodėl viešpatės pasikėjams buvo skaudus šitas faktas, kad jis priėmė sanjasą?
When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and shaved his head, all his followers was crying. Why it was very painful for his followers to see Lord without hairs?
Because his hair was very beautiful.
Nes jo plaukai buvo labai gražus.
Why was it painful for followers of the Lord to see Lord taking sannyas?
Because his hair was very beautiful.
Just only because of that?
It was, and they also were very happy to see him situated with this wonderful wife, Vishnupriya. There was great happiness for them to see how the Lord was enjoying life as a householder. And the idea of him becoming, giving up the, you know, the comfort of home and just wandering around as a mendicant gave them great pain. Because sannyas is a painful condition. And they couldn't tolerate seeing the Lord in a painful condition. Next question. Yeah, good.
Why don't we worship Lord in the form of sannyas?
Because it's too painful.
Kodėl mes negarbiname Viešpaties sannyaso formai, nes tai yra per daug skausminga.
We don't want to see the Lord suffering.
Mes norim matyti, kaip Viešpats kenčia.
We want to see him happy as a householder.
Mes norim matyti laimingą kaip šeimą žmogų.
Yeah.
Aš norėjau paklausti apie realizaciją. Kas tai yra ir kaip realizacijos gaunamos? Kaip palengvinti tą procesą, kad visą tą teoriją galėtume realizuoti?
I want to understand what does it mean realization, how to get this realization and how to make easier process from theoretical knowledge get to practical knowledge.
Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevon Muke Hiji Vado Svayam Eva Spadat Yadaha. One cannot understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, qualities, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Žmogus negali suprasti Viešpaties vardo pavidalo savybių su savo materialiom bukom juslėm.
Only when he becomes Krishnaized or spiritually saturated.
Tik tai tada, kada žmogus apsivalo dvasiškai.
By engaging his senses, beginning with the tongue.
Užimdamas savo juslės, pradedant nuo liežuvio.
In the service of the Supreme Lord.
Tarnystei Krishnai.
Does he actually realize what is the transcendental name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord? So the process of realization is to engage yourself in devotional service, beginning with the tongue.
Taigi, procesas, kaip gauti praktinį žinias, yra užimti savo juslės, pradant nuo liežuvio,
you chant. Hare Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, and take Krishna prasad. If you will follow this system given by Srila Prabhupada very seriously, then you will realize God. That means you will experience how God is present.
Jūs patirsite, kaip Dievas čia ir dabar yra.
Not just some vague idea, oh God.
Ne tai, kad idėja kažkaip.
You will personally meet God.
Jūs asmeniškai sutiksite.
You will see God.
Matysit jį.
You'll have loving reciprocation with him.
Turėsit meilės santykį su juo.
As the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Kaip aukščiausias Dievas.
If you will follow this pathway with faith,
jeigu seksite šituo procesu su tikėjimu,
with determination,
su pasiryžimu,
with enthusiasm and patience,
ir kantrybė,
you will fully realize God in due course of time.
Laiko bėgyje.
Yes.
Shri Gurudev, we're encouraged to only be attracted to Krishna, but also we are allowed to have attraction towards the devotees. How can we be sure that our attraction towards specific devotees is not based on illusion?
Mes turėtumėm potraukį turėti tik tai Krishnai, bet taip pat galim potraukį turėti atsidavusiems. Kaip būti tikram, kad tas potraukis atsidavusiems nėra iliuzinio pagrindo?
So, we are attracted to the Lord, that is our duty to become attracted to Krishna.
Taigi mūsų pareiga įgyti potraukį Krishnai.
But what if I'm attracted to Krishna's devotees? Is it, how do I know that's real or it's an illusion? That depends on what it's the basis of that attraction. Even with Krishna, somebody may be attracted to Krishna in an illusory way. Taking God as their order supplier. Instead of approaching Him in a mood of surrender, they come to God, please give me this, give me that. That's also a sort of an illusion. Because one doesn't need to ask God for anything. He's already giving everything. So just as one can approach the Lord and be attracted to the Lord in an illusory way, one can also be attracted to the Lord's devotees in an illusory way. What can I get out of this devotee for my sense gratification? Gross or subtle, the same principle. So if you're trying to think what I can get out of this devotee for my sense gratification, then that's an illusion. How can I serve this devotee, you see? That is the proper way of being attracted to a devotee. Not how I can be served, but how I can give service. Just like the spiritual master can be attracted to his disciples in an illusory way. Then he's not a bona fide spiritual master. He's thinking how my disciples can gratify me. But Prabhupada explains the bona fide spiritual master, he sees that his disciples are his spiritual masters. That he has to serve them by teaching them how to go back to Godhead. So we have to be careful in our relationships in the Krishna consciousness movement. They're not based on sense gratification. They're based on service. That's a very good point you raised. Okay. There's so many more questions. Oh my God. Huh? How many are coming to the retreat? About half. So, those of you who have questions, you're all coming to the retreat? You are? So then you can ask at the retreat then. Okay. All right. So, very good. We'll see you all at the retreat this evening. And if those of you are not coming, is there still room for more to come? Still more room. Talk to some kirtan das for how to come to the retreat of the holy names. We're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into Nama Ras and taste the sweet nectar of Krishna in his most powerful manifestation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Visus mokytojas kviečia atvykti į retrytą, dar yra laisvų vietų. Tenais mokytojas mokins mus pasinerti giliau į šventą vardą. Šimant Sankaršan Das Adhikari Maharaj, aki!
Ačiū labai.